Donal, last year, obviously, the Street Feast was a success in the Cathedral Quarter, Church Lane area, and so much so that you and Amanda and the rest of the committee have decided to go for it once more.
Yeah, we decided to have it again. It was a brilliant success, and running it for the first time, we got a lot of people to it, and then we're hoping again that more people can come along and enjoy the festivities. So we've got music from Angus Drill, and we've got food sponsored by Pat's Pizza, the brewery, All Green, Dylan, and Derek McClure, and then we're inviting people to bring along their own lunch or bring along something to eat, and we're going to play games for a couple of hours, and hopefully the weather will hold up as well. So,
now, earlier this year, you and the committee launched a strategic plan for the Church Lane Cathedral Quarter area, and one of the main elements of that plan was to keep on introducing a community spirit and to stress the fact that town centres are, to a certain extent, about buildings and architecture, but they're also very much about people. And it's events like this that absolutely signify and highlight the fact that this is ultimately about people. It's about a community.
Yeah, it's definitely about a community. It's like, I suppose, the other thing that buildings don't make a town, people do. So that's our an area. So again, it's like that if there are people living who've moved recently into Letterkenny, or, you know, and they don't really know their neighbours, it's a great opportunity to meet people and mingle and strike up new friendships. And it's definitely, this is one of the activities that really, really build upon this year. So we're hoping that if you don't, just come along and pop along on the day, so that it's about bringing people back into the area, and then hopefully maybe some people decide that they want to live in the area, and it's building that kind of neighbourhood spirit that people might have seen that has evaporated, but we're proving that it's coming back.
And it's noticeable that since you and others became very much focused on saving the Church Lane and stressing and promoting the Cathedral Quarter, that there has been something of a resurgence. There's one or two new buildings opening there. There is certainly a buzz about the Church Lane that perhaps wasn't there 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, because it's definitely there. Like, when we started out the campaign, it was only Davidson Universal Books and David and John there. And then since the girls from G&G and Tipsy Meal Bar, and then Anna were Holgreen coming along, and Anna's been kind of that successful that she's expanding out into another unit. And now it's great that Berry Lane on one side of the corner of the street, where the former Patrick O'Day unit, that they've came along, and now where the former shoe shop, Siobhan McGavigan, she's opening up a little carriage shop. So this is really great. And then there's been also that people have actually moved into one of the houses on the Church Lane. So it's that idea that you can live in the area as well. And luckily enough, like one of the property owners, he was given some money to get his house restored, and he's currently working on it. So that there, it's really bringing it back to life, and it's all bodes well for the future.
And it's events like this are going to help highlight that and ensure that focus remains on Church Lane, and the more people are coming to Church Lane, taking part in activities like this, sharing that spirit and sharing the atmosphere and the ambience, the more people are going to be disposed towards looking at it as a living area. And it isn't like you're not developing a museum, you aren't developing a remembrance of times gone past, you aren't looking back, you're very much looking forward.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's looking back, well, I suppose in one sense, it's a link from our past to the present, and very much into the future. Very much into the future, that our heritage does have a place in society today, and that it plays a strong part, and about who we are. And like the great thing about Church Lane is that our Letterkenny's most iconic buildings at the top of the lane, so any tourists that have been coming into town, they're naturally driven up, walk up the Church Lane, and they go, and then they find out that, well, not only have we got our most iconic building, but also Letterkenny's oldest building, Cornwall Parish Church, is just to the right hand side. And then a lot of tourists stop off and take, well, for it's like the little jewel in the crown, the Gospel Hall. They stop off and take pictures of this, which, you know, people wouldn't realise. So it's just showing all the various history that is around the place, and then as I said, it's not the past, but it's very much looking to the future as well.
So tomorrow, Donan, the street feast on Church Lane gets underway at 1 o'clock. What can people expect to happen over the period?
Well, I just have sent a request as well, just for any of your listeners. We're not slightly worried maybe that it is the rain, but we are making cautions that if it is, and I was just making a pile of my own mobile number. We're looking for maybe a spare gazebo. My mobile number is 086-345-2457. But aside from that, no, we're looking, getting ready for the music and the food, and then just letting people have a good time and building more memories of the place. And so, as you said, bringing people back into the area.
Donan, we wish you all the best with that. That's Donan Harvey of the Cathedral Quarter Group and Save the Church Lane. That street feast taking place on Church Lane tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Donan, all the best with it, and good afternoon.